at the International Poultry Expo. I am visiting with Novus International and speaking with Thad Simons. Thad, first of all, I do want to kind of congratulate you. I don't think I've had a chance on a recent award you had from Ernst & Young. Well, what did that mean for you?
Well, thanks a lot. It was a great honor and a great surprise. It was the Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And it was really, I think, a representation of what Novus has been able to accomplish in terms of our organization, our growth, and really the success we've had as an organization in the past 10 years. So to me, it was a great recognition to have that as a national award.
Well, I know that you're also celebrating 20 years for the company. Tell us just a little bit about this milestone.
Yeah, 20 years has been quite an experience. It's been a great ride. 20 years ago, we started as a small group of people, about 75 people coming out of Monsanto into onto our own, and how we were going to get a new company set up and organized. And we were already international. Our name is Novus International, and we were international from the first day with customers all around the world. And by keeping a focus on the customers then and continuing over the 20 years to keep that focus and working with customers has really been a great success for us. And we had a great turnout last night, a lot of customers coming and seeing what we're doing. We've, of course, brought new products and technologies and those things along the way, grown the organization around the world, but has always been around those helping to feed the world, affordable and wholesome food, going always back to our vision and working with the customers everywhere.
Well, speaking just from a media standpoint, it's been fascinating to watch the company grow, and it just seems like explosive growth just in recent years, too.
You know, sometimes it appears more explosive. Yeah. It's been a lot of hard work and for many, many years of building the groundwork, both geographically as well as in terms of products. Like I've just gotten back from India, and India, it's a new growing dynamic market for us. But, you know, if I go back into 2002 when we first moved into China, and today in China we have more than 100 people. We have a research center. We have manufacturing. And we have so we have a large organization there. I expect in the next couple of years India will be like that for us. So it's really been trying to go out and addressing the local needs around the world. We're now moving into Africa, so there's a large commitment we're making now in terms of bringing our products and technologies and working there with the local feed industry and farmers. So it's you know, it's trying to be out there in the world where the people are and where we can make a difference.
Well, speaking of Africa, and I'm looking forward to speaking to Salome, I hope I said that right, here in a moment, but as part of your, initiative or move into this area, you're supporting women in agriculture there. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Right, so Novus has a number of efforts in corporate social responsibility programs around the world. Most of them really are around education. We started some programs in the U.S., but the most successful it really was actually in China, where we started, we're now working with 9 universities where we provide scholarships to 4 students each year and internships to come to the U.S. Well, we became aware of a new program in Africa about 3 years ago called African Women in Agriculture Research and Development, the award program. And it's run out of Rome, out of the CGIAR system for gender and diversity. And becoming aware that there were African women who are in their post-masters or post-PhD programs looking for fellowship opportunities. So we got engaged with them. And last year we had our first fellow coming from Mozambique. We had a great time. We learned a lot from her in terms of what the poultry industry needs are in Mozambique. She looked in terms of what are some of the local grains and materials, local raw materials there, nutritional needs. And so she's gone back now. She had a great time here. We learned that. We have a new friend. And now we have Salome coming to us. She's from Tanzania, again from the poultry industry, understanding what the needs are in terms of that country and that part of East Africa. So for us, it's been a great learning experience. Partly it's a way to certainly to give them opportunities to learn and experience from what they can have from our research, but primarily it's what we learn from what their experience and what they can do when they go back home. So it's a fantastic program for African women scientists.
Well, let's look turn back to the show that's going on here in Atlanta. I know sustainability is a very key word and a commitment that the company has. One way you're showing that, which I think is very creative and unique, is with living walls here in your exhibit. Can you describe those? Just because I don't think I've ever seen those before.
Yeah, me either. It's really amazing when I got to the booth. So this is a new booth we have. So I think what it really represents is how the culture of Novus has really come to embrace sustainability and doing things that are going to be responsible for the environment, and how we can bring that into what we're doing everywhere. And so we bring it now to this this show and having the living walls there. But you also, if you look closely, we only use the kind of the green cleaning products. We use only the kind of things that are going to be having the minor environmental impact. And it goes back to our whole sustainability approach. We talked about the education programs and CSR projects that we work on. But in terms of our own building, our headquarters, it's a LEED Platinum building. And that's all about the culture we're trying to build as an organization. And that culture and I start seeing it being adopted. We haven't set policies that force the organization to do a certain thing. It's people themselves embracing it and doing it. We have a wellness program now that I start even saw people being more conscious about what they're eating, what they're doing, the exercise. So people are taking these as part of their own responsibility. So it's phenomenal. So I was very happy to see the green living walls here. It's just that representation of how people in Novus are thinking now.
Well, just guys, finally, I would ask with your interaction so far with your customers here, how would you describe the kind of the mood and the things that they're looking to Novus for as we go into a new year?
So I think they're seeing Novus more and more as being a partner with them in terms of addressing the challenges they have. Feed costs are going up. Food costs are going up. Food security is back in the news again everywhere in the world. I was just in India the past 2 weeks. Food security is becoming real. It was in the news every day, the price of onions, because it's a very important staple in their diet. But it really represents the cost of food generally. And, you know, here in the U.S., you know, we have pretty cheap food still. But what we sometimes forget is how many people even here have to have some kind of support and subsidy in terms of their food. How many people here have poor nutrition? And so I think one way that we can start working as an industry better, as a food industry better, is really helping to address the nutrition needs, because we can deal with the calorie needs, but we're not doing a good enough job in terms of what the real nutrition needs are. So we have some ideas around that. We're starting to work with some people. Part of it's going to be getting over some of the false myths out there, like eggs are bad for you. Eggs are some of the most wonderful things in terms of being protein into your diet. So we need to be working on things like that with the industry, and I think they're very willing to work with us.
Well, and I, having talked to other exhibitors and the associations involved here, that is a big part of their work they see coming up to help educate the outside the industry, even to the consumer level. And I know Novus is working on that as well, and we're learning about all the things you're doing in with various products from some of my other interviews here. So I really appreciate your time here, Thad Simons, with Novus International from the International Poultry Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.